Welcome to Market Abilities. We lost count of the episodes because we're into the hundreds of thousands now, I think. No, okay.
Not quite.
We divulge a little bit. Or we make up stuff, right? Inaccuracies. Yeah?
You make up stuff. I don't make up anything.
So, look, this lady next to me, Tiffany Moss, she doesn't really need an introduction because once you see her face and her really cool eyes and her makeup, you're like, yeah, I know who that is. So, but we're super excited about Mom also joining us today. And what I learned about Mom, had Mom not allowed you to draw in church, as long as you could tell her what the preacher, the minister talked about, we don't know that we would be here today.
Right?
Right?
Yep.
Mom, you probably have a name. I'm sorry. I'm Angie.
Sherry.
Sherry. Okay, great. So, Sherry and Tiffany.
Yeah, this is crazy to me. Like, that you've created this from drawing at church.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because, I mean, I can't tell you how many things I, like, didn't do at church.
I know.
I just sat there and, like,
see,
looked up at the ceiling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is happening with life right now? Why am I even here?
Yeah, exactly.
Why did Mom make me go here?
Right. He still acts like that sometimes in the studio. He's like, why am I here? Oh, who? No. Anyway, so talk to us a little bit about the business side of what you do. You're just a sensation on, what do they call it? You're Facebook famous or whatever.
I guess so, yeah.
She is.
A little bit.
Yeah. So how, why, when, and can people really make money doing that?
So the way that I started making money on Facebook was, I had like a challenge going on in our group for pharmacy, the makeup that I use all the time.
The makeup. Okay.
They did a challenge for Halloween and like every day of October, they wanted us to post a different look. So I started doing it and people really started. Yeah. They just started commenting and following. And I was like, whoa, my following's kind of blowing up a little bit. That was weird. And then
you posted 30 days straight? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I noticed that, well, I think it was almost every day of October that I posted.
Wow.
And I just did a different special effects look.
Oh.
Each day.
We're going to put up one of those shots. You guys see this girl's unbelievable.
But I just had fun with it because I love to draw and write. I do portraiture art for people often.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I made money on the side when I worked in healthcare.
Okay.
So
you just started doing it on your face. Just like, I'm going to paint something on
basically
my face and it's going to be a huge success.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
And everybody's going to love it.
Right. They do.
I did not expect that.
Yeah. And then you get TV shows calling you from Illinois saying, hey, can you drive to North Carolina? Why not?
Okay, sure.
Mom, we're going to Illinois. And you're like, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, it is kind of crazy. At what point did they say, okay, now we need to, first of all, you probably won was there a competition?
Yeah. It was kind of like it was kind of like a challenge. We didn't really win anything, but
you should have.
Yeah. Well, she won a bunch of followers.
She did.
I did.
A bunch of followers.
Yeah.
So do you remember what your following went to after those 30 days?
Oh.
Like, do you roughly?
I was like under 1,000 before I started, maybe like 700, and then it went pretty quickly to like 10K.
What? More than 100,000 now.
And now it's like 110.
Insane.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which
so
is, yeah.
Gross. If you're watching this, that's what a 30-day stint can do.
A 30-day stint when you can create like this one right here.
Well, but I'm saying like if you are creative and you get creative for a month and just
practice.
Grind.
Just
do
it. Just throw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like magic can happen.
Yeah.
On accident.
Yeah, on accident. I did not expect what happened at all.
Really? So you were just tagging. Did you have to tag the makeup company or?
No, I don't always
just
tag.
Shaking it
I forget to tag all the time.
She forgets to tag at 100,000 and more.
It's ridiculous. I know. I should remember by now.
Do you have people calling who want to have their product used by you or represented, you representing their looks or?
Yeah, sometimes they send me stuff. They'll be like, hey, can I have your mailing address? And I'm like, okay, what for? And they'll tell me and I'm like, okay, yeah, I would love to review that
is
for
it,
you.
It's a P.O. box, I hope.
It's a P.O. box. No.
Okay, good. I'd like to mail
that would wig me out. I would be like,
Yeah, so what's been the craziest thing that's shown up for you?
This, probably.
Oh, really?
I've never, this is wild.
We are the craziest.
This is wild.
It's awesome. Yeah, she said, well, we're going to go do a TV show, and then we begged her to come back to do a podcast, and she's like, I need to leave. I have a long way to try.
I do, but you know, I thought this would be fun.
Yeah. Like, no. Well, yeah. Has it been?
Yeah. Thank you so much. You guys have been so great.
Aww.
This has been nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's increase our lunch too.
Yeah. I know. Oh, yeah. So lunch. Good.
Yeah. We had a chef there. Taste of Bev. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's that good food.
So are there any companies right now that are paying you to promote their products?
Not right now. Okay. So, pharmacy is, like, I'm a beauty influencer for them, and I do a little bit on the side with that. But other than that, Meta was my biggest income.
Okay.
Until they stopped the bonus program recently. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And if you don't know what that means, when you're paid to post, and now they're revamping or restructuring or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Not really sure about the details.
You don't really have to worry about reaching out to them when they're ready and they notice you, they reach out to you?
They did reach out to me, yeah. They said, hey, would you like to have a digital creator profile and make money? And I was like, sure, why not? Absolutely. I'm staying at home with my kids. Yeah. Wow.
But your four-year-old does not like that because she's kept out of your room while you make, you know, content.
Yes, but she will climb on my head. And as much as I love that, it's a lot 24/7. So yeah. Mm-hmm. My husband will keep her while I'm love that. Doing makeup.
So, Mom, what do you think about all this? Can you believe? I just shake my head all the time. I'm 51, and just to see how the world has evolved and all of these crazy platforms and such, what do you think about all this?
I think it's a wonderful way for people to get out and show and do mm-hmm. the things that they love. Mm-hmm. And people can see it and appreciate it. And I think she's very talented, and a lot of people are. But she has really expounded on this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's been a blessing, and she's blessed a lot of people by doing it. And uh-huh. we'll go out now. We can't even go out hardly anymore without it's people hard, recognizing isn't it? Her. Yeah.
Wow.
And I saying, hey, you're the girl.
The paparazzi's outside.
How weird is that?
The first time it happened, I was like, for just a split second, I forgot that I had a following online. And she goes,
did we go to high school together?
I was like at a vendor event, and she was a vendor, and she goes, you're the makeup girl. And I was like, what do you mean?
Right, what did I do?
She was like, I follow you on Facebook. And I was like, no way. So and she cool. goes, yeah. That and I was so like, she's cool. like, I'm such a big fan. I was like, thanks.
Yeah. I mean, I was a little starstruck today when you walked in the studio. You. I'm like, man, she's so cool. And I will tell you, I thought I was in love with the transitions a little bit too.
Really?
You know, she always did these crazy, like,
I know. I need to do some more.
And then she comes out and she's like another person. I'm like,
yeah.
What just happened?
All the wigs.
Oh man.
Now, where did Tiffany go?
I love the wigs and the glasses. I'm one of those girls. I'm over I love the top. That. Yes. Can't be big enough. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's so you've got a son, you said, as well, mm-hmm. who's an artist. Yeah.
He is. He's amazing. Yeah, okay. He's 33. He's her older brother. Mm-hmm.
Does he have a Facebook page?
He does.
Doesn't ever post on it.
He's mad, right?
He does do.
He's actually so excited that I'm here.
Yeah, he is. He's very supportive. Very, very supportive of Tiffany. He Good. Really is. But he does more character art and things like that. Mm-hmm. And he drew a picture of himself, and it's his profile picture in his Facebook.
We'll have to check him out. What's his name? We'll give him a little plug.
Aaron Moss.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Moss.
He'll be in my friends list.
Yep.
Hey, Aaron. Oh, you're at the top of her friends list.
He probably would be AA.
Okay. All right, Aaron. He'll love that little plug right there. That's good. So where do you want to take this business? I mean, are you bored yet? Or
no, I love it, actually. Creative outlets are really important to me because I do struggle with my physical and mental health, so doing art is something I can do while I feel like garbage because of my diseases and things like that. So I can use my hands. Sometimes I don't feel good enough. Like I said, I don't make content every day.
Right, you just
I make content once a week.
Okay.
But I make it as much as I can physically and mentally.
Okay, so. Yeah. And I, you said earlier that you really don't even know what you're going to do some days. You just sit down and start doing something.
Like if I'm having a really bad day, like as far as like my anxiety or depression is really getting at me, it'll be a darker look.
Wow.
And if I'm feeling sad or just any kind of emotion, whatever it is, good, happy, excited, that kind of comes out in my work.
Can you see it when she's okay?
Yeah, because when she was little, when I would have her draw, she was bored, mom, I don't know what to do, I'd be like, draw. And whatever emotion she was having, I would either have her write about it or draw about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it always comes out in her work. You can see, okay, you're having a rough time right now because mm-hmm. this is a little, like she said, darker.
Yeah. And I write as well.
Yeah. Yeah, she said you're an incredible writer. Yeah.
Thank you. I have a chapbook coming out maybe next month, I think. They didn't really give me a date, but yeah.
He writes a lot.
That's great.
And he journals.
I love it.
Yeah. Big journaler. I don't know if I really write, like, intentionally have, you know, write anything.
Mm-hmm. That's cool,
yeah,
though.
Big journaler. Yeah.
I've seen a huge change in you. Like, you should just share it on Facebook, and then you're going to make a lot of money.
Dude, yeah.
And I really should.
Yeah.
Yeah, make reels.
I need to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
He is. He's pretty deep. Lucas, he's not afraid, just like you, to... Yeah. Put himself out there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you are vulnerable when you do that. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know what's going to come your way.
No, you right? don't.
Yeah. We've already had that this year for a project that we've been working on, and people have started to attack us a little bit on
yeah.
it. And it's like, but we're trying to do something really great for people.
Right.
Yeah. It's just funny how
that works. It's like, no matter what, you're not going to please everyone.
No.
So put yourself out there anyway.
That's exactly. Right. Yeah. Be transparent, because somebody's going to relate to you.
Right.
And your people will gravitate towards
that's
you.
That's right. They'll keep you lifted.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the other thing. You shared that your children are on the spectrum. You actually, there's a word that they use.
Neurodivergent.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Neurodivergent. That's a superhero right there. Superpowers. We've already established
that's too big of a word for me.
Yeah. But you know what? Too many times somebody will slap a label on us, right?
Yeah.
And then we think, oh, that's it. I'm done. I just can't do anything, you know?
Right.
But man, just to figure out a way to channel that and harness that energy and use it, you know, for good and to help other people.
Yeah.
Kudos. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, mom, you did well.
Well, I didn't even know that she had ADHD mm-hmm. until we found out about her son. And then I got tested just this last year at Western Carolina mm-hmm. with their psych program.
Okay.
And I also have ADHD.
I think we all have a little bit of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. That whole let's wake up and have 10 things on the list and we might get to,
Yeah, I know. Yes.
None of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, look, we don't want to let you go, really, but just, you know, tell people, share that messaging outside of the makeup. You know, you use yourself as a canvas, mm-hmm. but every day when you get up or when you make that content, or even when you're with your kids and your husband, what are your footprints? What are you trying to do on a daily basis? What do you want to say, that overall message?
Basically, I want other people, no matter where they are in their journey, to know that they are worth so much more than they may believe that they're worth, mm-hmm. because I've struggled with my self-worth for my whole life. And it's like going through traumas and having PTSD and having any other thing, like everybody's been through something hard and you don't know where anybody is in their journey. So encouraging people and lifting people up is basically what I like to do, because I'll have people message me that I have never even heard of, like all the time when I actually do check my message request folder or mm-hmm. my spam folder. They'll be like, you inspire me so much. And like, they'll send me like stuff that makes me cry. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, so it's worth it. If right. I can help one person,
that's
it's
awesome.
It.
Yeah. It's tough. You do put yourself out there. You've been through a weight loss journey. You're going through that now. You had the surgery after all the illnesses that you were battling and such, mm-hmm. and you feel pretty good about that decision.
Oh yes. People ask me all the time, like, would you do it again? Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I would. It's been really, really hard. Some people think, you know, weight loss surgery, it makes it easier. It doesn't. It's actually much harder than I ever thought that it would be.
Because you're having to change your whole mind,
aren't you?
You
do. You have to change your mindset. Mindset is everything. And I've had to relearn how to eat and how to make choices and remind myself to eat, because I will forget to eat mm-hmm. and I will go almost all day and not eat sometimes. And then I'm like, I'm dizzy.
Right.
We need to do something. Yeah. So I like have try to set alarms and.
Oh, wow. Cause you just aren't hungry, huh?
No. And I do get hungry for like little snacks. I do boiled eggs a lot. Like I'll put some in the fridge and like, I'll just like, if I get hungry, I'm like, okay, I'll just have a boiled egg. So I'll cut it into little slices mm-hmm. because I have to be really mindful of how fast I eat, because it will make me sick if I don't.
Right.
So. Mm.
She's disappearing right before your eyes, huh?
She really has melted away since November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had just, her weight had gotten out of control, yeah. and she's definitely back in control again.
That's so, awesome.
Yeah.
That's yeah. awesome. She was gorgeous, beautiful, sexy before. Better watch out. Watch out, right? Like a lot of people.
That's power suit.
Yes. Oh, you know it. You know it. So what did we learn? We can maybe make money by talking. We just need to post more.
Yes, definitely be consistent.
Can you teach me how to paint my own face?
Yeah. I make tutorials.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you've got to be her to, you know.
Have you made a paid course yet?
No, I need. I'm actually working on that.
You should do that. People would love that.
That's a great idea.
Yes. I have one getting, I'm preparing like
the
content. Yeah, because I think you could even make a lot of money on that.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah.
You'd be a master class face painter. You can't call yourself a special effects makeup artist.
That's what I would think. Maybe that would be
a great title. Special effects makeup. You know, do you aspire to work on maybe any movies or a movie set?
That would be amazing. Like, I don't really know where I want it to go. I want to be an impact.
Yeah.
While inspiring people.
You
know what?
And you are. Yeah. Could you do it on other people, though, or just yourself? You can.
I've actually done it on a few other models.
Have you ever done it to mom? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Makeup. Yeah. Yes, not special effects.
There's a video that we have on her
exactly
her post where she made my makeup.
And yeah,
we have a wig on and we're together in the video. Yeah. And it got a lot.
It was
of
a transition.
Yeah. It was good.
Oh, awesome. I love the transition.
We'll check it out.
Yeah. No doubt. Yes,
it's a few months old. There's one that I posted last week that has like 11 million views. That's never happened. I don't know what's going on. I just did my makeup, regular makeup.
Did it just get shared a bunch?
Yeah, like 600 times, I think, almost.
Oh well, she zoomed in really good, too. And you know how a lot of times when people are doing their makeup online, they have the camera back too far. Well, she really got it in on her face and on her eye while she was doing it. And I told her, I said, I think that's what people loved it because it was so close up. They could really see it.
A little bit more intimate.
Yes.
Yeah. Just music in the background.
Yeah.
We have water.
You shoot it on your phone.
Yeah. Huh? I was going to ask.
You shoot it
that.
On your phone.
Mm-hmm. You're not even mic directly.
You can make so much money with your phone.
Yep. Yeah. You can make money off your iPhone. I'm serious. I made more than 10K last year just off my views.
And they better get busy painting.
I hope they turn the program back on, but if they don't, it's okay. I'm gonna try to convert some of my following to YouTube. Because I want to do more on there because they have shorts.
Long form.
Yeah.
On there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering, because I watch you on Facebook.
Yeah.
But you mentioned also being on Insta.
I'm on Insta, TikTok, and YouTube, yeah.
The same content or do you vary?
Not always. I vary a little bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I think YouTube is a great place for her.
Yeah, I love it.
YouTube is the second biggest search engine, right?
Yeah.
But it's compared to Google, which Google owns YouTube anyway.
So exactly.
Yeah, YouTube is a definitely a good place, and I think it'd be awesome for you, especially if you want to make like 5-minute tutorial videos.
Yeah, and
YouTube
would
be the perfect place for that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've got some that are like 10 minutes long, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we can help you with that for just a small percentage.
I know, right? Just share it on your, you know.
But again, you know, this I love these type stories because you didn't even realize that you were on a certain career path and that this could become something, you know, when you started. And that's what's so cool.
Yeah. I was actually in a really dark place when I started.
You are no longer dark, my friend. You are beautiful, bright blue. And look at those eyes. And we've got some diamonds. And look.
Yep.
That is good attire and makeup. I don't care if you're going to the grocery store. You're out walking with your friends. You always, I mean, over the top, you're going to feel better.
Yeah.
That's true.
It makes me feel more confident.
Yes.
It's not about being insecure without makeup. It's just about creative freedom.
That's right. Gosh. Yeah. And look at her shining.
Yeah.
Like she's
sparkly.
Yeah.
I do have glitter on a lot.
That's right. Glitter is where it's at. Glitter, baby. I love that. I'm going to have it by my bedside now. So, you know, just start the day with a little glitter.
Yeah.
Just right.
Why not? Just sprinkle it on everybody.
Right. You like run through it.
Right.
Like you're starting a football game.
Yeah. Sprinkle it on the unhappy people. They need it.
Oh, I love it. All right. Well, we're almost out of time. Mom, should you wrap? Should you give us that one line of encouragement or or what? I mean, we're gonna like draw in church and all that stuff. As long as you can tell me what the minister said.
That's right. Right.
But what would you say to people who, you know, might be a little downtrodden or questioning what they're supposed to do with the rest of their lives? Give it to us.
You just gotta always know that there's more out there than what you have, and you can attain it. You just have to be consistent, and you have to get out there and do it. You can't sit down and just cry in your pillow. You've got to get up, and you got to get out there, and you got to go to work.
Preach.
Do what you got to do. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Action-oriented. Yeah, you got to walk the walk. And some people think it's easy. It's not. You got to move.
Yeah.
You got to move to make things happen for yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
I agree with that. All right. Look her up. Find her. She'll be on YouTube soon.
Yeah, well, I will put links in the description of the video and the podcast for you guys to go find Tiffany. And, just go follow all her pages. You'll be entertained, that's for sure, if not inspired.
All right. Thank you,
guys. What's our transition? Out. I still look the same.